It's that time of day again, sweetheart. That time, sometime between late afternoon to early evening. And you're still at work, and I usually am too, but I decided to leave at a decent time today. And as you normally do, you text me to see how I'm doing. But this time, now that you know that I'm waiting for you at your place, you ask me, "Baby girl, what are you doing to take care of Daddy's pretty little pussy while I'm away?" "Well, Daddy, I'm actually relaxing and thinking about you, waiting for you to get home, because nothing compares to how you treat it, how you make it feel, how you make me feel. So, instead, I was just thinking about the things I want to do to you when you get home. Things that will make this pretty little pussy very happy." Oh, I'm giving myself butterflies just thinking about undressing you after you come home after your long day at work. I'm sitting you down comfortably at the foot of the bed with me kneeling behind you, rubbing your shoulders, your back, reaching round to rub that chest, running my fingers through your dark hair, massaging your temples that ache, gently massaging in little circles down your jaw and back down to your neck, listening to you tell me all about your day. And I can feel all the tension leaving your voice with each passing minute. I begin to gently kiss the back of your neck, around to your ears, over your cheeks, back down to your neck, and across those tired shoulders, honey. You turn your head round and kiss me full on the lips and linger. I get off the bed and grab your hands, pulling you with me. I want you to walk to the bathroom with me, honey, so I can wash and refresh you in the warm shower. And so you get up with me, and you let me lead you, and I'm taking off pieces of your clothing all along the way. But to be fair, you're undressing me piece by piece as well, and we're giggling, tripping a little bit over ourselves in our trail of clothing, but our lips are still pressing together. We step into the shower, letting the water envelop us in its warmth, kissing and laughing, because we both just realized that we have our socks on still. I bend over to take mine off and yours, and I can feel your cock getting harder, grazing the top of my back as I'm crouched at your feet. And I feel you reach down, caressing my back. And I look up at you, and you reach under my chin, gently pulling me up to meet your lips once more. Kissing again, this time more urgently. You put your hands on my waist and pull me into you, and I can feel your full length pressing between us, pressing against my belly. You pull away from our kiss just for a moment to look at me in the eyes. Oh, so intense. Your brow almost furrowed, but still lending gentleness to your face. And just when I get lost in that gaze, you spin me round, pinning my wrists above my head with one hand and reaching between my legs with the other. Oh. Spreading me with your fingers, feeling the slick my juices mix with the wet of the water falling over us. Oh, you know I'm ready for you already. And you thrust your cock in with one swift movement all the way to the hilt. Oh, I gasp out, echoing so loud in the confined space of the shower, and you match me with a satisfied growl in my ear. You pound out all of your frustrations from the day, mixed with your intense desire and longing for me that's been building since the evening before. Everything else around us just fades away. It's just you and me. Just this intense feeling between us. This mounting sense of blissful release before us. Oh, I can feel your energy mixing with mine. And for brief moments before we come together, we share one mindset of pleasure. I come first, spasms overtaking your throbbing cock, squeezing over and over uncontrollably as I scream out in ecstasy. Seconds later, you release deep inside of me, and I feel the force of your spray, every single spurt. It just makes my spasms carry on even longer, milking every last drop from you. You rest your exhausted head on my shoulder, next to my cheek. And the last of our mutual spasms and throbbing slows down. You wrap me in your arms tight, holding me close, kissing me deeply once again, and my head is turned into yours. You grin ear to ear, still breathing a little heavy, and I kiss the tip of your nose. Oh, I giggle, as is the norm after feeling so incredibly satisfied. I grab the washcloth and the soap and begin to lather you from head to toe and scrub the rest of that day off of you. And that, sweetheart, is exactly what I'm thinking about right now. And it's perfect. Hurry up and come home to me.